Hypercare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. You're overseas, or you're on your way. You have ahead of you a new career as a cross-cultural international worker. You're excited, as you should be. But let's not forget a few essentials. When we first step into this new world, we expect things to be more or less like home. Except for a different language, a different culture, a different climate, and different food. Sometimes at the beginning, we even overlook those differences. But what about your continuing health care? This time, let's think specifically about diabetes, because this is becoming so common in many countries of the world. It's common especially where people eat Western-style food and put on weight. If you don't have diabetes, you might want to skip over this segment, except that it's a good idea to be informed and aware in case a family member is diagnosed later, or a team member, or even you. What do you need to know about diabetes if you're living in a country that is not your own? Well, of course, your needs will vary depending on how remote you are from good health care, what your job consists of, and how well-controlled your diabetes tends to be. So let's look at some of the points you need to keep in mind. Do you take insulin? If so, how can you maintain an adequate supply? If you're just visiting or on a short-term assignment, you can undoubtedly take what you will need with you. That is, if your visit is for less than 6 months. If, however, you're going to be living in this new place, this new country, on a long-term assignment, then you need to know that you have access to a continuing supply of insulin. Can you obtain it locally? If so, will it be a high-quality supply, or will it have to be shipped to you from your home country or some other place? Of course, you'll need to set up a schedule for monitoring your diabetes, and then also you'll need to set up your strategy for making adjustments should your conditions change. Are there good healthcare facilities close to where you are living or where you will be living? This is very important. But don't merely be aware of what facilities are available. Visit those facilities. Get acquainted with the staff. Find out what procedures need to be followed should you happen to have a problem or an emergency. Remember, you will likely have to communicate your need and conditions and symptoms in a language that is not your own. So be prepared. Plan ahead. Oh yes, be sure you have testing equipment and materials on hand for monitoring your blood glucose levels. You might not be able to find testing equipment to be easily available in your new country, and be sure to follow any advice your specialist has given you from home, such as having a fasting blood sugar test done at a reliable clinic or hospital. You may need to have an HbA1c test. What's that? It's a lab test that shows your average level of blood sugar or glucose over the previous 3 months. It's a good indicator of how well you're controlling your diabetes. The results of the test show in percentages, and we won't discuss the percentage differences here. There may be different numbers from different labs. But please, do talk to your doctor about the meaning of your results from this test. If you're traveling by plane, the advice is to be sure your insulin supply is in your hand luggage. If it's in the bags you check in, it will very likely freeze in the hold of the plane, and that would not be good. Also, if you're traveling, be sure to have a letter from your doctor that explains that the medicine you're carrying is for your personal use as a diabetic. This should give some details of your needed insulin dosage. A medic alert bracelet or a pendant would also be a good idea. There are also some other things you need to keep in mind and to learn about. The climate is very likely going to be different, maybe very different. How will this affect you and your health? What will you need to do to help your body adjust to the different climate? What will you need to do to keep it functioning well in that climate? How about the food? Now, there is something that is sure to be different to what you're used to experiencing. Dietary needs for a person with diabetes are important. Will you be able to get the right balance of necessary foods? Speaking of foods, there's something you need to find right away. When do people in this new country normally eat their regular meals? How does this fit with your food and nourishment requirements? In some countries, the main meals only happen perhaps twice a day. with a long space between those meals. For some, the evening meal isn't served until late in the evening. So no matter how well you can balance your mealtimes in your own home, what will you do when you're invited out to someone else's home for a meal and the times don't fit your needs? You may have to create a way to have suitable snacks available, or you may have to develop a way of dealing with hypos. And there is something else connected with your diet needs that is also important. What foods will you likely be served if you're invited to a meal? What is the staple food? Are these foods going to be okay for your needs? How will they affect you? What will you be able to do to supplement the food that is served? Will it cause cultural offense if you wish to avoid certain types of food that may be put in front of you? There are many little questions you need to keep in mind so that you can maintain your level of health in a foreign country in the presence of diabetes. If you're just preparing to go, then a little time spent doing extra research would be very helpful. If you're already in your country of service, then you probably know many of the answers to these questions. Now let's move along to some other points to keep in mind to help you maintain your health. You will likely be, or you already are, exposed to more possibility of infections or diseases, especially in tropical locations. Diseases like malaria. If you're in an area where malaria is common, then be very careful to take your malaria prevention tablets according to the prescribed schedule. Avoid mosquito bites. Malaria can upset your control of your diabetes. If you do happen to get malaria or suspect that you have, you must get tested and see a doctor, but also monitor your blood sugar carefully. You may need to take more insulin. Be sure to check other features in this series for more information about malaria and the best ways to avoid insect bites. Traveler's diarrhea, which is also known by a number of other names, can also be a problem. There are over-the-counter medications that can help relieve the symptoms. InterHealth also advises that you have on hand an antibiotic that cures most cases of traveler's diarrhea. See the listing at the end of the program transcript on the website for suggested names of antibiotics and other medications. A bad case of diarrhea can lead to dehydration. That could be bad for you. Also have on hand some kind of anti-sickness or anti-nausea medicine in pill form. Vomiting can seriously affect your control of your diabetes. And if you have any doubts, be sure to see a doctor. And again, there is another feature in this health series that will give you more information about traveler's diarrhea. Be sure to be alert for any possible skin infections. It's especially important to check your feet regularly in a hot climate to make sure any skin infections there are recognized and treated quickly. In a hot climate, be sure to drink plenty of fluids to avoid dehydration. A certain amount of exercise is also necessary for you, so will you be able to get the exercise you need? This might be difficult if you're in a hot climate. Also, will you need to adjust your favorite exercise methods, not only because of the climate, but to fit in with the cultural expectations in this country? Exercise is another topic in this health series that you might find to be helpful. How about your daily routine and activity level? In your home country, you learned, we hope, to pace yourself. That pacing is even more important now in what is probably a totally different climate. You may have to reduce your activity level if your new living location is at a much higher altitude, and that will also take some adjusting on your part. Research these things before you leave if possible so that you will know how these changes could affect you and your diabetes. If you're already living in the new situation, then take time to learn how to adjust and what is the best way to adjust to the new life situation and what is the best way to protect your health. We have only touched on a few things you need to be aware of if you have diabetes and you're living overseas as a cross-cultural worker. The good news is that most people with diabetes can quickly manage to lead a normal, healthy life in a different country and climate after they have gotten used to their new situation and made a few simple adjustments. But it would be helpful to check our websites regularly for links to additional information. Be sure to know a reliable diabetes website that is recommended in your home country. A Moment for Your Health is a copyright feature presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.